Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tsunami. That's the word that some researchers use to describe the expected increase in Alzheimer's cases as the baby boomer generation ages and reaches age 65. Some experts suggest the number of patients could triple by the year 2050. Elder care service providers say that the explosion in demand for care will add to financial stresses, not only on Alzheimer's patients and their families, but also on the entire U.S. healthcare system.
In a couple of decades, when the number of people with Alzheimer's has doubled, people will look back and say, why didn't we know this was coming? We do know it's coming. I don't think the country has absorbed it yet.
This morning, in a follow-up to our recent series, Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's, WBUR's Deborah Becker looks at some of the challenges in preparing for and paying for Alzheimer's care in the decades ahead.
Let me set it for a second, Mommy, okay? All right.
Hold this. So these are just comfort things. She likes to hold on to them and rub them.
Bernice Osborne Pollard is adjusting these comfort things, a pair of socks, that her mother, 74-year-old Mary Osborne, likes to hold. Mary is in the late stages of Alzheimer's disease. She's immobile, non-responsive, and unable to do anything on her own. The living room of Mary's Dorchester apartment has been converted to a one-room nursing home where Mary spends much of the time in an electric reclining chair.
So we have this handy-dandy chair because it helps us to stand her up. And before we had it, we were like trying to get her out the chair so we could get her in the wheelchair.
Bernice and other family members have been caring for Mary since she was first diagnosed with dementia 9 years ago. Bernice and her sister live in the other two apartments in this three-family home, and Bernice has reduced her work hours to part-time. But even so, Bernice needs round-the-clock help to feed, dress, bathe, and transport her mother.
We were thinking about it the other day and said that it probably takes about 12 to 13 people to care for my mother to keep her home.
Some 11 million Americans are now helping care for the estimated 70% of Alzheimer's patients who stay at home. And that doesn't include paid caregivers.
Mary, someone is here to say hello to you.
Donna Allen is a dementia program manager at Kit Clark Senior Services in Dorchester, where Mary goes to an adult daycare program 3 days a week.
Mary isn't really right now able to initiate, so the staff will do something one-on-one with her. They'll walk her a little bit, talk with her.
Adult daycare programs like these help the patient and provide some respite to caregivers. On average, these programs cost between $60 and $85 a day. Over the past 5 years, participation in adult daycare programs has increased by more than a third in Massachusetts, and it's expected that demand for these programs will soon outpace supply. Jamie Siegel, president of Rogerson Communities, says his adult day programs are usually full already. So why isn't he adding more of them?
One of the reasons that we can't expand right now is because the Medicaid reimbursement does not cover the cost. And so we lose somewhere around $15 to $20 per person per day.
While Medicaid covers the costs of Alzheimer's programs for some low-income seniors, Medicare does not. So many patients and their families have to privately pay for Alzheimer's care until they've spent enough of their money to qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid does pay for long-term nursing home care, but not the less restrictive assisted living. There are about 13,000 assisted living units in Massachusetts now, but with more than 900,000 state residents over the age of 65, and that number growing fast, more will be needed. Assisted living providers realize this and are creating special Alzheimer's units.
10 years ago, we had 12 residents in memory support neighborhood, and today we have 150 in memory support neighborhoods. So the expansion has been tremendous, and we're full.
Bob Larkin is president of Compass on the Bay Assisted Living in South Boston. This is what's known as a continuing care retirement community. That means a senior enters while still able to live independently, and as their condition deteriorates, services and programs are added. Much of the programming here is specifically designed for Alzheimer's patients, like this class.
So we're going to talk about Italy, history, culture. culture, travel, and Margaret, you had something interesting to share about the Coliseum. That
Compass on the Bay has shifted its approach to Alzheimer's care by emphasizing continued learning and reducing the use of medications. Other assisted living providers are also tailoring their programs. Betsy Ross is executive director of Rogerson House Assisted Living.
Our programming has to be updated. In other words, we're not going to always do music, a bicycle bill for two anymore, because people like myself aren't going to relate to that. We're going to relate to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Roy Orbison and all that.
On average, an assisted living apartment in Massachusetts costs about $6,000 a month. Bob Stern is the director of Boston University's Alzheimer's Research Center.
What about the rest of us poor schmoes out there who are going to need lots of support, who may not have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank to dwindle down for care in an assisted living facility?
He advocates for more government support for senior housing to help accommodate the expected wave of Alzheimer's patients. Even nursing home operators say more financial support for senior housing would save money in the long run, because the costs of assisted living are about half the average $10,000 a month for a nursing home.
If you're talking about nursing home care, it's going to be somewhere between $300 and $450 a day.
Len Fishman is CEO of Hebrew Senior Life, the largest provider of elder services in Massachusetts. It has more than 600 nursing home beds, all of them now full. Fishman says there needs to be a complete restructuring of Alzheimer's care.
Many people who could be supported in assisted living for less cost end up going to a nursing home, so we're actually spending more money on their care because Medicaid is available for them at the nursing home level, but not at the assisted living level.
So with a limited number of nursing home beds and the high costs of assisted living, experts predict that most Alzheimer's patients will be cared for at home in the coming years. But for those caring for loved ones in the late stages of the disease, like Bernice Osborne Pollard, something is going to have to change.
Yeah, the system's definitely not set up to help families and loved ones. I've talked to so many people who are unable to get help. A lot of months we're robbing Peter to pay Paul and Paulette and Susie and everyone else too, so I don't know.
Policymakers are starting to take steps. The first National Action Plan for Alzheimer's became law just this year, and a federal advisory panel is developing a national strategy to support not only Alzheimer's patients, but their caregivers as well. But with the population aging rapidly, and with someone in America developing Alzheimer's every 69 seconds, experts say action can't come fast enough. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.